This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, near room workers, 911 dispatchers, customs and border patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. On Parler, you'll find us at The Captain's America. On Twitter, we're at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and starting off the show, we have the professor of politics from California, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle, how are you?
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, tonight for a little while it's going to be all about the border. And something that's very obvious now that you can see that's happening. When Joe Biden first took the oath of office and the media was referring to things that were going on with the Biden administration, the White House press corps, it was all about the Biden administration, right?
Right, right.
Well, about 2 weeks ago, that name started to change. Now everything we see is the Biden-Harris administration.
Well, yeah, exactly. What's happening is, you know, again, you know, the vice president's getting a lot more prominent placement, it would seem, and she's always with the president. We see that. We talked about her even evidently riding on Air Force One at the same time as the president, which seems to be
big no-no.
Yes, a very
huge no-no.
The ordinary, exactly. And she also seems to be one of the people that helps direct the president where he's supposed to be going next, on the tarmac, that kind of thing. But yeah, she's becoming much more prominent because I think they really do understand that the American people, and the polling shows it, Captain, that the American people already believe that something is going on with Joe Biden.
Yeah, and that someone is pulling his strings, that he's not the one in charge. Now,
right.
Joe Biden has put Kamala in charge of the illegal migrant crisis down on the border. He says no one is better qualified. Really? A week ago, Kamala had not been briefed and couldn't even answer brief questions about the border.
Well, exactly right. And you know, what's happening at the border is no laughing matter. And I wish somebody would tell the vice president that, because of her major gaffe the other day when she sort of laughed about not going to the border that day, that kind of thing. It doesn't really play well. It's not good form, obviously. But this whole issue, of course, I think, Captain, is also rooted in something else. The president was being asked the other day, would he go to the border to see what's happening? And I'm just just paraphrasing here, the president said he knows what's happening at the border, and he may go there at some point. But in this case, if suddenly Kamala Harris is in charge of all the border issues, crisis, as it were, then she can be the one to actually go to the border, be seen, be, you know, taken pictures of, and this kind of thing, and Joe Biden's off the hook to ever have to go there.
Now, there's a couple of other things here before we wrap up the first segment. Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security has actually freed, and we know the number now, 23,400 border crossers into the U.S. in the last 2 months on what's called the catch-and-release policy, which is back again.
That's true. And, of course, another interesting number that we need to know is what percentage, how many people were tested for COVID-19, what were the results, and where do these people go?
Yeah. And the other thing is, and this is the real creme de la creme to the whole mess, the Biden administration is now under investigation for his executive order to stop the wall construction, which per the contracts involved, remember I told you they were paying millions of dollars per day to continue to keep those people on the hook till the end of the year?
That's right.
Apparently in the contract, he did not have the authority to stop the wall construction. That was a done deal for the rest of the year.
Well, that's a very, very important development, obviously, but also there's
and
so
we
much,
now know it.
That's right, but so much damage has already been done. And again, it's one of those things that, oh, well, sorry, well, maybe we didn't have the authority to do that, but all of a sudden we still have this major crisis at the border. They still got what they wanted in one way or another.
But they still have to pay millions of dollars a day to people that are not actively working on doing the wall because that's the way the contract was set up. Yeah, they didn't set it up. They have nothing to do with it. And by the way, the Biden-Harris administration, cannot break that contract.
Well, right, and this is
they didn't originate it. They can't break it.
Well, that's right. This is a perfect question, Captain, for an intrepid reporter to ask at the news conference later today when the president's scheduled to give a news conference on Thursday. That's a perfect topic, you know, to ask the president about.
Now, in order to stop that contract, to break that contract, who would have to change it?
Congress, I believe, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Not the president, not through an executive order. Because they're the ones that legislated it to begin with into play, and then Donald Trump took advantage of a couple of legal jargons that were in there that allowed him to do that, all stood up and verified by the Supreme Court. Imagine that. They actually did something right that time.
That's right, yep.
And Joe Biden comes along and violates the Supreme Court's decision. So that's why there's a big problem there right now, and it's only going to get worse. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, we are going to take it away. And before we go back to Kyle Warren and our caller who's on the telephone line, I want to tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Talked to another satisfied customer that was at the Rotary Luncheon yesterday in Clearwater where I spoke. They came up to me and they said, thank you so much for telling us about Relief Factor. My back pain is gone. And I shook his hand, and he said that he was a very happy customer, and his name was Ken. And so, Ken, thank you very much, and I think he's listening right now. But Relief Factor is part of my everyday plan. I take 2 packets a day, one when I get up and one about midnight before I start my show because I have to sit for a long period of time, and I don't want my foot, my ankle, and all that stuff to start acting up like sometimes it does. So, because of the turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that's in it, it helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. And it also will go right straight to the pain at its source to help eliminate or alleviate it in some form or fashion, which in many cases it'll just get rid of it. So it's 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to the inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, and it also supports the healing process with healthy joints and muscles as a result. Now, you can try it, the 3-week quick start for $19.95. That's all it costs, $19.95, for the 3-week quick start. And you can do it by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there. There's a little video there. You can see all about how the product is made, what it does for you. Everything is spelled out very simple. And then you just go ahead and order the 3-week quick starts, $19.95. And if it doesn't work for you, you're only out $20. But at least you tried something to try to get you off a handful of Aleve or narcotics and all that. This is an all-natural product. Can't beat it. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We have a caller on the line, and it would be the honorable unofficial mayor of Clearwater. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Good morning, Mr. Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Captain?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. How you doing, Captain and Kyle?
Are you there, Mike? Wow.
Well, we're starting to see, I think, people like...
Mike, your phone is cutting out. Call me back. I'm going to hang up on you, Mike. Call me back. Your phone is cutting in and out on me, but call me right back. Okay, I don't know what that was all about, but you heard what I heard.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I just think, like you said, it's just cutting out. But
he may be on a headset or something, and it's not. Sometimes they're not plugged in all the way. He'll be calling me back in a minute. But, you know, Kyle, when we talked about the Biden-Harris administration, that's the new game plan. And Mike's back right now. Let's try it again. Okay, is that you, Mike? Good morning,
Hello.
Mike. Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Mike.
What I was saying, Kyle, is we're starting to see Manchin and some of our more... disgusted with what's happening.
Mike, you're having trouble with your phone. It's cutting in and out. I don't know what's going on. Are you on a headset?
No.
All right, well, your phone is... in and out. Don't ask
you. You were cutting in and out while I was waiting.
No, I'm not doing anything. Kyle and I have been talking with no nonstop at all. It's on your end. So try it again. Try it right now. I know what it is. He's listening to the delay. All right, I can hear the radio. That's the big problem. He's got the radio in the background. That's got a 10-second delay. Mike, turn the radio off and try it again. That's the problem, I think. But, you know, you and I are talking no problem at all, so don't tell me the telephone's on my end. All right, there he is again. Let's try it again. All right. Have you got your radio off this time?
It's my cell phone, is it?
There we go. We got you.
Captain?
Go ahead. We got you.
Okay. All right, Kyle, we'll try this. So what I was saying is we're starting to see people like Joe Manchin and our reasonable Democrat friends.
Yeah, it's good to be losing them again.
So, Kyle, when is this going to come to a head? Because I think that some of these more reasonable, their patience is starting to get thin, and I'm wondering how long it's going to be before they jump off the bandwagon and they start saying, you know what? We're not going to support this anymore because this is crazy. What do you think, Kyle?
All right. He's talking about the Democrats and obviously all the broadsides they're getting right now from constituents because a number of people out there are waking up. The woke generation is becoming awoke suddenly to the masking that's been going on and the games that have been played by the Democrats. So how long, in your opinion, Kyle, do you think this is going to last before it comes all unglued? The Democrats are starting to lose some of their favorability comments.
Well, yes, exactly right. And I think that's because here we are, we're, 2 months or so into the Biden-Harris administration, and what they're seeing is the creation of major crises. We're seeing, these bizarre things for foreign policy. We're seeing the administration, throw away jobs, in the energy sector, like they just don't care. We have the border crisis going on. The optics on so many of these things are just plain bad. And if you had similar optics for a Republican administration, not even nonetheless a Trump administration, but just a Republican administration, it would be time to be having some pretty serious meetings at the White House about how we're going to improve things. So the Democrats, they want to be able to rally, but they can't, because you're saying, I think they're starting to really get hit from their constituents because of the perception problems. The Biden administration's talk about raising taxes. That's not going to help people across the highways and byways, and they know it. And so, yes, I think it's sooner than later that they start running for political cover because, and at some point, they're going to blame it on Joe Biden's out of it. Then they can try with Kamala Harris, but that's not going to do much better either.
Well, I've got three polls in front of me, and I look a lot at polls because I want to see what the country's doing. Two of them are Democratic polls, obviously, and the other one is a middle-of-the-road poll, Rasmussen polls, Rasmussen reports, which is usually about 50-50. Now, the two Democratic polls have Joe Biden's daily job approval rating still above 50%, but it's dropped from where it was. At one time, it was 70%, then it went down into the 60s. Now it's down to 52%. Now, that changes when you go to the latest poll that came out on a Monday of this week. It's now down to 47%.
Wow. See, that's significant. And also, Captain, I think a major component of this is that, yes, coming in off of the Trump administration, inaugurating the new president, there's a certain amount of goodwill and, it's no longer Trump, now we have Biden, and so all the Democrats would be very, very happy. But Biden has shown that he's not a strong leader. In fact, he's shown the opposite.
Here's where the rubber meets the road, and this is why Joe Biden is starting to lose a big-time support. 72% of Americans say they're already paying way too much in taxes and do not want to see a tax increase of any kind.
Well, exactly. That it's
72%.
Precisely. And they inherently know, the American people have a way of doing this, but they inherently know that trying to come out of the pandemic, no matter what, raising taxes is just not the answer to get the economy revitalized.
And 47% say that they do not believe Joe Biden's ability to perform the regular duties of the President of the United States are there, and 47% say that he's okay. The other remainder of the people just don't have any opinion at all. Now, they're also doubting another poll here says 50%, have their doubts that Joe Biden is even in charge at the White House.
That's right. This is why we haven't really even seen Joe Biden. He's been either practicing, resting, whatever, so that they can come out and do a press conference. And this to them is like a Super Bowl. They absolutely have to do well because, there's also been criticism that he hasn't had a press conference. And they've been avoiding that for obvious reasons, I think. And so, yes, they're going to have to they're trying to deal with this problem, but it's not going to work very well.
And more than 8 weeks since his inauguration, President Biden still hasn't held his first White House press conference. He's supposed to hold it today around 2 p.m. or thereabouts Eastern time. But 54% of the voters are worried about his ability to do the job as President of the United States. I rest my case.
That's huge.
All right. Hold on. Music coming. We'll be right back, Kyle and I, with more. And if you want to call the show, the number is 877-966 or 969-8600. By the way, if you call the show and you're listening to a radio, turn it down. There's a 10-second delay on the show out there on the telephone that's done on purpose. So if you call, you're going to hear me 10 seconds prior, and it confuses people on the phone. I know. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug maker AstraZeneca is revising the data from its American COVID vaccine trial. The updated report revises its shot's efficacy in preventing symptomatic cases of COVID-19 to 76%. A release on Monday claimed the rate was 79%. The report does still say that its shot is 100% effective in protecting against severe cases of the disease. Several U.S. health officials had called the company's data into question, accusing AstraZeneca of cherry-picking data to make their shot appear more effective. And one of the world's busiest trade routes remains blocked after an enormous container ship ran aground on Tuesday. The Panama-flagged Ever Given is nearly a quarter of a mile long and weighs 200,000 tons. Officials believe the ship became wedged in the canal after losing control due to strong winds from a sandstorm. The blockage could have an effect on world shipping, as canal officials say it could take several days to restore the flow of traffic in the canal once the Ever Given is cleared. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I'm going to take it away. In this portion of the program, always brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And remember, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, your local Geico office, which can be located off the website or in a phone book, whatever the case may be, and a lot of people don't have phone books anymore. They actually have internet phone books or Facebook phone books. How about that? That's how far we've come right now. But if you go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, you can find out who your local agent is, or you can get a policy quote right there for your car or the truck you're driving, or maybe you have a motorcycle, an RV, an ATV, or a boat, all of that. And you can get your rate even lower than that if you bundle in your homeowners or renters insurance, which Geico also has for you. So go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Check it out. Get your quote. See if they can save you some money like they have me. I've been there going on about 17 and a half years now. And I'll tell you what, it's all good from where I'm sitting. All righty, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I want to wrap up the border stuff with Joe Biden yesterday, finally attempting to shift the border blame all to Trump. It's all Donald Trump's fault. It's all Donald Trump. They left us. They gave us this mess. Really, Donald Trump was not the one that was telling the people down in Central and South America, bring your people to us. We will let you in because we are a sanctuary. We are your friends. We are going to provide for you. He did all that crap during the campaign. Did he think people weren't going to believe it?
Well, exactly right. I mean, this whole thing, Captain, ranks right up there with when I got to office, we didn't have a vaccine. You know, it's that kind of thing where, again, trying to score political points or to deflect from what is an obvious crisis caused by the by Biden's rhetoric in, during the campaign and even after. The message is out there, and nobody can say that the Biden administration, excuse me, Biden-Harris administration.
Biden-Harris,
that's yeah. Right. You know, they have not made a full-throated, completely, you know, obvious, you know, don't come to the border. We're not, because everybody, the message is there. If you come to the border, you're going to be, you're going to be escorted to the processing center. You'll be processed and on it goes. But basically, yes, he is trying to blame the Trump administration. There was the beginnings or a surge, if you will, back in 2019. But that's when President Trump was able to change the policy to the stay in Mexico policy. And that was pretty effective. The Biden administration, I'm sorry, Biden-Harris administration, has now reversed that. And again, this is just, it's just crazy because the amount of chaos that they're creating is perhaps maybe undoable at this point.
And the Mexican president, Mr. Obrador, has come forward and rendered his 2 cents. He said, Biden is totally to blame for the border crisis. That's from the Mexican president.
Well, yeah, didn't he call him, President Biden the migrant president?
Yes.
Yeah, because now the president of Mexico has all kinds of people coming through his country on their way to the United States, which in and of itself will create other problems.
Now, we have a situation that could have been averted yesterday in Atlanta. We were going to report on it without mentioning any names. But in Atlanta, you folks there already know about this because my affiliate in Atlanta reported on it, but we're finding out about it right now as the details have come out. Atlanta police arrested a man, a 22-year-old male, walking into a grocery store in a downtown open-air shopping mall carrying 2 rifles, 3 handguns, and body armor, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Holy smokes.
Yes, very much so. That's right. And this just comes on the heels, of course, after you had the 10 people that were shot and killed in the last day or so in Boulder, Colorado. So, again, this is very, very concerning. Yes.
Now, something else here. The stimulus checks have been going out, correct?
That's true, yes.
If you had a bank account of record that the Social Security Administration was aware of, they told you if you went and checked online that your money would be deposited to your bank account on such and such a date. And this is how the people are getting their money first. They're getting it deposited the easy way for IRS, and that's right into your bank account. Now, after today, after Friday, they are going to start mailing the checks to individuals because they're trying to get everything done that they can on the internet so that they don't have to duplicate their services the other way around. And if you did not get a check, don't panic yet, because a lot of people are calling up their representatives, especially, Kyle, get this, in the blue states where the Democrats, the House Democrats, are being ripped by, where's my check? Where's my $1,400? I don't have it. Well, if the people don't get the checks deposited in their bank, keyword, bank, and if you haven't filed a tax return in 2019, that was the other kicker into this, then you have to wait until they locate you.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, the optics on this are also terrible for the Democrats who believe that they were, coming in, swooping in and being saviors.
And they will take care of all the people. If you got a check before, $600 or $1,200 or whatever the heck it was the first couple times around, you'll get a check this time. But, again, they're going after the people first that have bank accounts where they can just take the money and wire it into the bank account. And I know a boatload of people that have gotten their money that way already.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, I do too. That seems to be, again, the way that you got the money before will be the way you'll get the money this time.
Right. Now, there's a question again, Kyle, over who's in charge in this administration. And it's coming from not just Republicans, it's coming from Democrats as they're seeing things going on. Now, again, Kamala Harris being appointed the surge liaison 2 days after her border question chuckle. And the fact that a week ago she said that she had no idea what was going on the border. She had not been briefed.
Yeah, that's even hard to believe. You know, if you're the Vice President of the United
States,
you
get daily briefings.
Well, exactly.
Maybe you're not paying attention to them, but you get daily briefings.
That's exactly right. The chuckle and the laughter, I think, is still very stinging, you know, because, again, it showed this kind of, either she's so comfortable believing that whatever she says or does in front of the media is just always going to be just fine, or she's revealing more of not being ready for prime time in that regard. And so it's just it's bad all around. And couple that, Captain, with there's a footage now of the Vice President going to get on the airplane, but not saluting the military guard at the bottom of the
stairs. That's a problem, because that's something that's been long established, and they render a salute to the Vice President because of the respect and because of the position of the office, and for the Vice President to just blow them off, that's a problem. Now, granted, it's a woman, and granted, she doesn't have a lot of respect for the military, doesn't understand the protocol, probably doesn't want to understand the protocol, but it is what it is, and I predict that will change soon.
Oh yes, I think we'll see her start to salute, but again, it goes to mindset, it goes to the attitude, this kind of thing, which you know can be off-putting, I think, to a lot of voters.
Yeah. Now something else here, Mitch McConnell and Chucky Boy, Baby Boy Schumer, got into a bit of a debate, and tempers were obvious between the two of them back and forth about the Dems' massive election reform bill H.R. 1, which is now working its way through the Senate.
Yes, that's right. Well, you know, again, what we know about what H.R. 1 is all about, it doesn't really seem to be about something that really protects democracy.
Not at all.
You know, it's more about protecting Democrat power.
And by the way, they need to stop calling this a democracy. I'm sick and tired of listening to Chucky Boy Schumer and others. Well, we are not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic. Go read the damn Declaration of Independence.
Well, exactly right.
And the Constitution.
Right, but for Chuck Schumer to be saying things like shame, 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 and this kind of stuff, you know, it's theatrics, but it doesn't really help to inform the American people about what's really going on, and it's very sad. But for some reason, the Democrat Party elite believe that they can sort of slick anything by the American people as long as they stick the label protecting our democracy on it. And that's, you know, again, to have a disorderly election in any regard is not good for anybody.
Yeah, and something else here before we go real quick. Mitch McConnell says the House gun safety bills will not address the shootings, and they will not pass in the Senate. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital?
Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha, and we're going to get our motor running here in a minute as we do the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Always brought to you by the pilot and flying J nearest to you. Pull on in there and tell them that you were listening to Captain's America Third Watch, and I said you could get yourself a free hot cup of coffee, which you can, but you got to tell them. And then, by the way, if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, join it, because you'll get points not only for the fuel you buy at the pump, but also the food you get inside and the supplies you buy in the trucker store. And that all adds up at the end for big, big, big savings. And I know a lot of these drivers have had hundreds of dollars worth of points, and then at Christmas time they use it to buy various things to give out for Christmas gifts. So there you go. In the meantime, we're going to do a little Delbert McClinton here as we step out. Here we go.
Somehow
You know I ain't playing. You better listen to me. Every word I've been saying. Cause the heart is cold.
Delwood McClinton live and in person in Dallas, Texas at Gillies, and that's Giving It Up For Your Love, Everything. What do you think, Kyle?
Oh, yeah, that's a great one. I think that goes back to about 1980 or so, I think.
Could be, but this was done probably in the 90s by the looks of the video here and the way they were dressed, but it is what it is. And Delwood McClinton, just one of the best ever, period. Now, here we go with the weather. Get ready. Another day after a multi-day severe weather outbreak, another severe event appears likely across the southern U.S. through Thursday. I can tell you in Texas right now, we've got severe thunderstorm warnings and tornado watches all the way from down around Eagle Pass, Texas, all the way up to I-30 and the Arkansas line. So we'll get into that when it's my turn to talk. But in the meantime, the thunderstorms, severe thunderstorms, and that weather will access parts of the south, including the Memphis and Birmingham and Jackson, Mississippi metro areas later today. These thunderstorms will contain strong tornadoes when and if they touch down, with large hail and extremely damaging winds. So please, please, this is an event going on right now at night. Do not turn off your weather radios. Do not turn off your television. Leave some things on so if the alarms go off, you can hear them. All righty, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yeah, that's very good advice, absolutely. We do have a winter weather advisory tonight in the southwestern part of Colorado, this near Durango. We also have some different alerts, wind advisories, and covering a lot of the state of Arizona, this in Flagstaff, Phoenix, Mesa, Tucson. Also, as you're heading out along I-10 or I-8 from the Phoenix or Tucson area, we've got air quality alerts, and this has to do with blowing dust because of the high winds. So you could, in fact, find yourself in some kind of dust storm or visibility issue because of blowing dust. So be very careful. And this also stretches up along I-40 along Kingman, or near Kingman, I should say, in Arizona. Also, over in the California area, also we have blowing dust advisories that are going to follow you as you travel through Blythe along I-10 heading west towards San Bernardino. Also, if you're coming through Yuma on I-8 and heading west, you also still have that blowing dust advisory, wind advisories if you're heading towards San Diego. Wind advisories covering most of Southern California tonight, especially the high deserts as well. I-15 heading out towards the Nevada line. Be very careful with those wind advisories tonight. Frost advisory up in Northern California along Highway 101 in the Willits area, Laytonville, and Piercy. This is south of Redway, so be careful there. Lake wind advisory near Reno as you're coming into Reno, east of Reno on I-80, so you've got that to contend with. Winter weather advisories up in Washington State and also Oregon near Seattle and Portland, of course. Seattle looking at rain right now. I think through Thursday, it looks like Portland might not be having that same rain right now, but we do have rain up on Cabbage, so be careful there. And up on 4th of July Pass, we've got reports of slush on the road, so be all very careful if you're coming across I-90 outside of Coeur d'Alene and heading through 4th of July Pass tonight.
All right, I'm going to go down to Texas again. Eagle Pass on an angle all the way across just to the west of San Antonio and Austin up into the Dallas Metroplex area, skirting it around the east side, over onto the I-30 side up towards Arkansas right now. You have a line of severe thunderstorms. It's been that way all night long. There have been tornado watches and warnings in the mix there. There's also a possibility in Arkansas along I-30 to possibly get some severe weather tonight. Please be careful. leave the weather radios on. Do not turn them off. This is a fluent situation. It'll be that way all night long, and it'll only get worse during the daytime when the heat radiation cranks up. Now, we've got a fire weather watch down in the Rio Grande Valley from Brownsville up towards Harlingen, and we've got fog tonight along the Gulf of Mexico, Texas Gulf, all the way up around to Beaumont, Texas, so be advised of that. We've got some rain and showers mixed in along the line, along I-10, across Louisiana, all the way over some residual effects, as well as some flooding over towards New Orleans. And then over in Mississippi, the lower part of Mississippi, we still have some heavy rain in that area, as well as over towards Mobile, and some flooding going on there, all the way up towards Birmingham, I-20 across now tonight through Alabama, through Birmingham. That is going to be moving to the east. We have rain in the northern part right now with a possible flooding in the northern part of Alabama, the northern part of Georgia, the central part of Tennessee, to include Nashville, all the way over to Knoxville, Tennessee, and up and down I-75 now from Georgia to the Kentucky line. Now, we do have some high winds tonight, ranging down about 150, 175 miles off the Great Lakes, most of Indiana, most of Ohio, the western part of Pennsylvania, the Lake Erie section, the lee effect of Lake Erie over there, from about Ripley on up towards Buffalo, high winds blowing there. We also have some rain in upstate New York, the northeastern quadrant up there, I-87, and the northern part of Vermont, the northern part of New Hampshire. We have heavy fog tonight, dense fog on I-95, encompassing most of I-95 from the New Hampshire border all the way to Nova Scotia. And then we've got dense fog tonight across the southern part of New York, from Poughkeepsie south to New York City, parts of Jersey, the southeastern corner of Pennsylvania, which includes Philadelphia, the Pennsylvania Turnpike, the northeast extension of the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and I-81, all the way down through Virginia. You have got fog tonight. And, Kyle, that's what the weather looks like.
Well, that's exactly right, but we can't emphasize too much what's going on in Texas right now.
Got to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Got to leave the weather radios on, folks. It's one of those nights where don't turn them off. You could be in an area where you could be getting a real bad situation quickly, so don't turn the weather radios off. And sometimes they can't hear the siren when the tornado sirens go off.
Right.
And that's why you got to leave the TV on, the radio on. Whatever, but you got to be able to be warned and move in a hurry. Okay, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, I'll be back with hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch here on your favorite radio station. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.